All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. They get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Lovely. Right.
Brooke's getting the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Hollywood movies have had a lot of famous kissing scenes over the years, but some are definitely more memorable than others. And recently, a nationwide survey asked people to vote on the most romantic movie kisses of all time. After the votes were tallied, number 3 was the Pottery Wheel kiss in the movie Ghost.
Yes.
Number 2 was the spaghetti kiss in Lady and the Tramp.
Aww.
But what was voted as the number 1 most romantic kiss in cinematic history?
Oh,
wow,
man.
The number 1. Do you already have an idea?
I think I do.
What do you think it is, Jose? You have that face that you know.
Well, it's the first one that comes to mind, but it's the only one that comes to mind. I mean, I don't know. I want to give you a shot. I think you should get it.
Tell me.
I think it's pretty obvious.
What do you think it is?
You don't remember? It's an action movie.
Oh, Spider-Man upside down kiss?
In the rain and the upside down Spider-Man kiss. I mean, that's
you think
the only
that's
thing
more
I remember
romantic
from that movie.
Than the Ghost movie, though?
Well,
I mean, yes,
I
will say it's an iconic kiss. I'll give you that with Kirsten Dunst. Isn't that who it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the most romantic kiss ever, and it's Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst? Like,
the Ghost kiss was dramatic, but the whole scene was very romantic. I think that it builds up to that one kiss in Spider-Man.
No, what about The Notebook, where they're kissing in the rain?
That's a good one, too, though.
It's always rain. It has to be a kiss in the rain,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, there's got to be water.
I don't care how wet we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring it here.
Who cares about the elements?
The kiss in The Notebook is pretty epic.
I mean, yeah, that definitely would compete with the Spider-Man.
What about
kiss?
Pretty Woman? Was there a kiss in that?
No, they don't kiss. That's
oh,
the rule, right?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I think they do kiss eventually.
They do eventually.
But I don't remember, yeah.
He does things to her, though, that you think about that movie and you're like, she's a prostitute.
Yeah.
I was thinking also, is there any Titanic kiss? I know they're on the front of the boat and then they get hot and steamy in that cab car.
They have to kiss
but
in that.
But that's the
yeah.
hand.
The car, though, with the hand, right? Yeah, it wasn't necessarily on the.
All right, I am going to go with The Notebook.
Notebook.
Notebook kiss.
Good answer.
Recently, a nationwide survey asked people to vote on the most romantic movie kisses of all time. After the votes were tallied, number 3 was the Pottery Wheel kiss from the movie Ghost. Number 2 was the spaghetti kiss in Lady and the Tramp. And the number 1 most romantic kiss ever is from a famous 1990s film when Jack and Rose finally smooch while standing on the front of the Titanic.
Kiss?
I don't remember them kissing.
Oh,
I remember
think
them
she
being...
leans back.
She leans
she
back
like
and kisses
weird,
him, and she's like, "I'm flying."
Yeah, that's the only part I remember from it.
I knew they were on the boat, but I didn't realize that it was a kiss.
I didn't know either.
The Notebook's rain kiss was only down at 11.
What? Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's was number 7.
Okay.
What the hell?
That was an infidelity kiss, Brooke. It's disgusting, okay? She was engaged. Not cool.
I think Rose was also engaged.
Even worse.
Okay.
Double infidelity.
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Prince kiss. That works. So whenever you're ready to sing that.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cruel to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign.
Nice.
All right, we'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve. Ready for the weekend, Boyd.
Ew.
And Jeff, ready for some tweaking, Debo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.